All righty, we move on to this story of a former Michigan State representative serving three terms representing his hometown of Dearborn. Last November, he was elected Dearborn's first Arab American mayor. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson had a chance over the weekend to spend some time and speak with Mayor Abdullah Hamoud in part one of a three-part series. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. Yeah, 31-year-old Dearborn, born and raised, Abdullah Hamoud is Muslim. His parents immigrated to the United States from Lebanon. Mayor Hamoud has a master's degree in business administration and a master's in public health from the U of M. Mayor Hamoud carved out some time for me over the weekend to have a discussion with him about his plans, his administration, and changing the narrative of what some outside of Dearborn think about the city. First thing is having accountability and accessibility to the citizens of Dearborn to hear their ideals and input in helping to govern the city.
Trust is first and foremost one of the most important things between government and people. If they don't trust you, then when you present an idea or a vision, there's not going to be a collective buy-in. And my vision is one where I'm co-governing side by side with the residents of the city, where it's not simply, you know, Abdullah Hamoud's vision for the city of Dearborn. Rather, it's what is the city's collective vision, and how do we all roll up our sleeves, throw on those work boots, and march together in the same direction to help realize that vision.
A mayor can be great, but having a smart, diverse administration can be the difference between a great mayor and one that's dynamic. I asked Mayor Hamoud how important it is for him to have the right people surrounding him in his administration.
It really is extremely important that I have a team of trusted, competent individuals around the table who are smarter than myself. And let me tell you, everyone we have put in place is a subject matter expert in the area that we place them, but they're also smarter than me. And that's always a good sign.
And speaking with Mayor Hamoud, I found that just like a police officer that runs towards trouble and not away from it, he appears to want to run towards a challenge and not away from it.
I'm building an administration that finds a pathway to yes. I don't believe in simply just saying no because that's what's always been said or what's always been done. And when it comes down to the city of Dearborn, I mean, this is home for me. Born and raised in the city, the place that my wife and I are raising our daughter. And this is the place that I want my daughter to choose to raise her family, God willing, one day. And so, you know, it's about running towards these challenges to address them if I ever want that vision to become a reality.
Dearborn has the largest Arab American population outside the Middle East, but the city's past includes longtime former Dearborn Mayor Orville Hubbard, who wanted to keep African American families from moving into Dearborn, which was majority white at the time. I asked Mayor Hamoud, how will he erase that narrative once and for all?
Dearborn has changed over the times. I know back in the Hubbard days, he coined, obviously, keep Dearborn clean, which meant keep it clean from African Americans, and that branched into keeping it clean from Arab Americans. But I'm here to say that it's a new era in the city of Dearborn, and this is a welcoming city for all individuals, regardless of their ethnicity, their race, their background, their religion. That here in this city, we value and appreciate our neighbors and the members of our community who are part of the Black and African American community, and look forward to partner with them to see what we can do to ensure that we are a welcoming city as well.
Coming up at 10:48 on All Talk with Kevin Dietz and Tom Jordan, I asked Mayor Hamoud about racial profiling and new policing priorities in Dearborn and how he plans on working with his new city council. Paul W.
You know, actions speak louder than words. If you want to know how far Dearborn's come since, it's hard to imagine his name keeps coming up still, Orville Hubbard, to see how far they've come, it's just by virtue of the fact that Mayor Abdullah Hamoud was elected in the first place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And I didn't realize we're cousins.
Are you?
Yeah, because my grandparents came from Lebanon as well, mm-hmm. up in Zahili.
Oh, wow.
Up in the beautiful part of outside of Beirut. But anyway, so this is all good news. And as it turns out, we all have things that we have to overcome. I never knew that Mayor Kobo was the racist that we learned he was mm-hmm. when we had to when they said they didn't want to put his name on back on the on anything. Mm-hmm. So you learn these things as we go along. But the beauty is we fix them as we go along. We find where we made mistakes and we correct them. And so I salute Mayor Hamoud for everything he's doing, and any way we can help him along the way, we will. I'll look forward to hearing your the rest, or part two, I guess, of a three-part series you're doing here with the boys in the talk coming up. What time again?
10:48.
10:48, part two. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, taking a very sharp look at Dearborn and your new mayor as he gets to work.